When you see me popping in the, it's Good Friday up in the, I'll be popping up in the, when you see me popping
Hi everybody, it's me. My name is Phineas Jackson the Fourth, and I would like to say thank you to everybody on this Good Friday for buying the bread at my shop. I would like to also say to my brothers in Zimbabwe and my brothers in Mozambique that I love you so much, and I cannot wait to come here to come see you. I saw that the news. They said a church burn in France, and it is funny to me because they never talk about Africa like that. When Africa is underwater and Africa is burning, nobody talks about Africa like that. But that church, everybody, the guy from Louis Vuitton is giving them 200 million, and the guy from Gucci is giving them 100 million. And they're giving it to the Catholic Church, right? The Catholic Church, the church. The Catholic Church. I can't say the word. Those people, they're always touching the kids, right? They're always touching the kids, and the kids are always my cry. So to them, I'd like to say no Good Friday. I wish them all a bad Friday. Nobody cares about Africa, but I care. With that said to all my Africans, happy Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Even though the Jesus is white, but I don't believe he's white. I think Jesus was a black man. Jesus was a black man. Jesus was a black man. Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, bruv. Happy Good Friday. That shit doesn't sound right, right? Because Good Friday is basically a holiday for the death of Jesus Christ. How disrespectful is that? Let me tell you something. When I die, don't be out there celebrating my death. Okay? Bro, on the day that I die, I want motherfuckers to cry. On the real, I want motherfuckers to wear all black. On the day that I die. Don't be out there fucking popping champagne, buying Easter eggs. Bro, do you know how disrespectful it is, right? That, you know, we are out here celebrating the death of some dude in the Bible, right? That's disrespectful. Bro, we are celebrating a death, right? By having family gatherings and eating Easter eggs and popping champagne. Disrespectful. Bro, let me tell you this, right? I bought 3 boxes of Easter eggs. 3! 3 boxes, bro. And there's 24 Easter eggs in each box. Do the math. That's 72 Easter eggs, bro. Okay? I bought 72 Easter eggs, and none of these fucking Easter eggs have the cross on them. None of them. None of these Easter eggs has the fucking cross on them. None. That's wild, bruv. That's fucking wild. Right? The Easter holidays. Good Friday. Like, bro, what kind of holiday is this? Bro, we have a holiday inside of another holiday. Legit, bro. Easter is basically the Russian doll, right? Of holidays. Facts. We are out here celebrating Good Friday, right? Right? And then on Sunday, we are celebrating Easter Sunday. Like, bro, dude. This holiday is fucking confused. It's a fucking hybrid. It's a fucking hybrid. What does Easter have to do with fucking Jesus in them? Babylon King. Babylon King. What's Easter all about, bro? Like, bro, Easter is fucking confusing. Right? Many people say, hey, right? Jesus got resurrected on Easter. I'm like, what? Yeah, they're like, yeah. He got resurrected on Easter Sunday. So he died on Friday, right? And popped right back up on Sunday. That shit is wild. That shit is wild, bruv. Okay? Dude was dead for like, what, 48 hours? That shit is crazy, bruv. Right? And then some people say Easter is about fucking bunnies, right? And Easter eggs and fucking hunting Easter eggs and shit. Right? Hey, bruv, which one is it? What do rabbits have to do with the fucking resurrection? Fucking confusing, but it is what it is, bruv. Happy Easter, okay? Happy Good Friday, even though we are celebrating somebody's death. Happy Good Friday. Golly, bruv. Dude, Christianity won. Let's just keep it a buck, okay? Christianity won, bruv. On the real. Dude, let me tell you something, right? Every single time there's a Christian holiday, the world just stops. All facts. People don't go to work. Kids don't go to school. Everything stops. Businesses close up. Right? Economies freeze. Right? Motherfuckers be out there trying to trade Bitcoin. Nah, Duke, not on a Christian holiday. Everything stops. Do you know how crazy that is, bruv? Like, dude, Christianity is disrespectful as fuck. On the real. Christianity is basically the VAR, right? Of religions. Dude, that's what Christianity is, right? Dude, VAR stops the game of soccer. Legit, bro, everything just fucking stops. Right? And these fucking referees be out there with computers, right? Analyzing every shot, analyzing every blade of grass, analyzing every kick, right? Analyzing the fucking rotation of the ball. They analyze everything. Everything. Everything stops when the referee says, nah, bruv, we gotta check VAR. That's what Christianity is. Everything stops, bruv. Dude, like, Jewish people have a billion holidays. But, bro, the world doesn't stop when Jewish people are celebrating their holidays. The world doesn't stop when Muslims are celebrating their holidays. Let me tell you something, bruv. Right? Like, we all need to accept that Christianity won. Whether you are a believer or not. Okay? And it don't matter what religion, you know, you are a part of. It don't matter, bruv. Christianity won. Okay? It is what it is. Legit, bruv. Whether you're a fucking atheist, whether you're a fucking Scientologist, hey yo, bro, Christianity won. Deal with it. It is what it is. It is what it is. Shit is crazy, bro. Christianity is the VAR of religions. Everything stops. Crazy, man. You know? It's fucking crazy. You know? Hey, man, I hope you guys are out there having a good one. You know? Chilling with your families. Right? Right? Stuff in your face. Right? I hope you are out there, you know, having a good time. Chilling with your family and doing the right thing. Right? Chilling with your loved ones, you know? The concept of loved ones. Right? Like, bro, like, my question is, like, how many of the people in your family, you know, are really your loved ones? You know, like, let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. Like, dude, families, man, like, your families are complicated. You know, families are fucking complicated, right? Dude, I know people who don't fuck with, like, 80% of their family members. Facts, right? Facts, bro. Like, bro, hence I'm asking, how many of the people in your family, right, are your loved ones? Because, bro, like, yo, let me tell you this. Like, yo, some motherfuckers in my family, I look at them, I'm like, nah, Duke. Nah, I don't fuck with you, bro. Right? Family is basically, some people you hate, right? Chilling with some people you love. That's what family is, right? But you know what? Hate is a strong word, right? Family is basically, you know, some people you love and some people, you know, you tolerate, right? That's what family is, bruv. But I hope you are having a good time out there, right? I hope you are out there doing the right thing. You know? Dude, like, these Easter holidays are a Babylon thing. You know, especially if you are in South Africa, right? Which is where I'm at, right? I'm South African, right? I live in Johannesburg, the East Rand, right? We are a fucking Eratropolis, right? Planes are always flying over us. It is what it is, right? Dude, South Africa is going through a lot right now. On the real, bruv, my country is going through a lot, right? Word is South Africa's decline is the worst, bruv, amongst nations that are not at war. Do you understand what that means, bruv? That means, right? That means we are not competing with anybody on any fucking level. Okay? That means our economy is fucked. Our politics are fucked. You hear me, bro? Bro, they are saying our peers, right? Right? At this level that we are now at. Our peers are now Colombia, Jamaica, Latvia, and the Philippines. Okay? Hey, South Africans, I know that most of y'all, you know, think that we are basically the USA 2.0, right? Most people in South Africa think that they're in America, right? Right? They think that we are in America because, you know, South Africa is basically the United States of Africa, right? Right? We are the most, you know, progressive nation in the whole of Africa, right? Everything is dope over here compared to, you know, other African countries, right? But I think that most South Africans have forgotten that we are still a third world country. Lest we forget that we are still a third world country. Okay? We got iPhones, Nintendo Switches, right? Bentleys, spinning chains. Right, yo, dude, there's this rapper, right, in South Africa, his name is Casper in Your Vest, right? That dude brags about everything, like, he brags about everything, right? Recently, he was bragging about, you know, being the owner of the first spinning chain in Africa. Yeah, bro, weird flex, but okay, hi, you know, weird flex, bro, that's a weird flex. That's so weird. Like, dude, that's so... that's so weird. Hey, guys, I have the first spinning chain in South Africa. Right? Hey guys, Trava here. Hey guys, I have the first spinning chain in Africa. Dude, that dude is a fucking joker, bro. You know? But it is what it is. Hey, cast on your vest. You know, happy Easter, bro. Happy Easter. You know? Happy Good Friday, bro. You know? You know what I mean? I just think that, you know, bragging about a spinning chain, right? In these here tough times, is a weird flex, but it is what it is, bro. Do you? Inshallah, mashallah Ali. Okay? Do you, bro? That shit is funny, man. You know? So, we have all the dope shit. But lest we forget that we are still a third world country. You know? Most people over here think that, you know, we are the USA 2.0. Right? Forgetting that most sequels kind of suck. On the real. Okay? Bro, dude, I wouldn't brag about being, you know, America part 2, the USA part 2. I wouldn't brag about that. I don't brag about that. You know why? Because most sequels suck. Right? I mean, bro, look at the Blueprint 1 versus the Blueprint 2. I mean, come on, bro. It's night and day. You know what I mean? It's night and day. On the real. Right? And look, in no way am I saying that, you know, the Blueprint 2 wasn't good. It was okay. It was cool. I liked it. Right? I think the Blueprint 2 was a fucking double disc, right? It was dope. It was dope. I enjoyed it. But come on, bro. The Blueprint 1? Dude, the Blueprint, bro? Come on, bruv. That shit is a classic. That shit is flawless. Incredible. Right? So most sequels suck, right? Motherfuckers be out there, you know, feeling themselves like, oh yeah, yeah, we're the America of Africa. Yeah, kawaii boy, chenyam spins boy, pushy Bentley, akibatle mahepu, akibatle mahapu. You know, motherfuckers be out there, right, having a whole beef over watermelon. This shit is wild, right? Dude, we are living in a crazy time, bro. Right? We are living in a crazy time. Dudes are feeling themselves, right? Like, they're out there acting like, yeah, bruv, we are legit in New York. No, bruv. No, you are in Bramfontein. Okay? You are not in New York. You dig? Granted, we have dope culture, right? We have a dope history. Legit. We have a lot of dope shit over here. A lot of dope shit. South African culture, right, is literally right up there. Right up there with the best cultures around the world. On the real, we got one of the best cultures, period, as a people, right? As a country, our culture, right? Our culture. I'm throwing a fucking blanket on this shit. Legit. It's not about Johannesburg culture, Cape Town culture, Durban culture. No, South African culture is dope, period. Right? We dope. But broski, don't you ever get it twisted. We are not America. We are not America. Okay? We are still a third world country, bruv. Right? And word is, things are only going to get worse. Right? Things are only going to get worse, bruv. So, you know, get ready. Get ready, bruv. These politicians are just fucking everything up, bruv. Right? Dudes are gonna be voting, I think, on the 8th of May. Right? It's gonna be crazy. Motherfuckers gonna wake up at like 3 a.m. Right? People will be lining up all over the country. Right? Everybody's searching for hope. Everybody's searching for hope. You know? Everybody wants a better tomorrow, bruv. That's why people vote. Right? That's why people vote. And a lot of black people died for this shit. A lot of my people died for this shit. Right? So that's why people vote. They're searching for hope. Right? They want a better future. Better economy. They want jobs. Homes. Right? Motherfuckers want to be able to take a decent dump. Because people don't have toilets in some parts of this country. Right? Motherfuckers are sick and tired of shitting in a hole. You dig? Hey, man. Hey. Life is fucking crazy, bro. You know? But happy Easter. You know? Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday, I guess. Right? Good Friday, you know? Good Friday. You know, I think that, you know, celebrating Good Friday, like, you know, in April, doesn't make sense. I mean, come on, bro. Like, dude, I think that the best Friday, right, in a year is the first Friday of the year. Legit. We need to celebrate Good Friday, you know, like in Jan. Legit, bro. We need to celebrate Good Friday in January, bruv. Legit, because that's the first Friday. Right? That's the first Friday of the year. We celebrate Good Friday in January. On the real. That's what I believe. Right? That's what I believe, bruv. Celebrating Good Friday in April, it's a bit weird. I mean, think about it, bro. How many Fridays have you seen this year? Dude, I'm already tired. Okay? I'm already fucking tired of this year already. Right? I just want it to be over. How many Fridays have you seen so far in the year, bro? A lot. Right? So there's nothing special about this Friday. Let's keep it a buck. There's nothing special about this Friday, right? It's just an ordinary Friday, you know, but people, you know, just so happens that people are not at work, right? And there's kids running around all over the place, right? That's the only difference, right? But beyond that, you know, there's nothing special about today. It's just a day, you know, it's just a fucking day, okay? The best Friday is the first Friday of the year. All facts. All facts. You know? So this is my proposal to the Christian community. Right? How about we move, right, Jesus' death to the first Friday of the year? I mean, come on, we can do that, right? Right? We can do that. Think about it. Right? Let's move it. Let's just move it. Rewrite the Bible. Right? History is meant to be rewritten. Right? Right? Rewrite the Bible. Right? Let's move his death date, you know, to the first Friday of the year. That's my proposal. I mean, think about it, bro. You know, the Bible is not real anyway. You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Think about it, bro. Come on, bro. What? Like, dude. What? Come on, bro. Think about it. So, what? A man and a woman ate an apple and what happened? Huh? What? Huh? What? Come on, bro. It ain't real. You know what I mean? Like, 99.9% of the shit in the Bible is not real, right? Let's just keep it a buck. It is what it is, right? So moving, you know, Jesus's death date, you know, to the first Friday of the year is not going to be, you know, a big problem, right? It's not gonna be a fucking hassle. It's easy. That's my proposal. Right? Good Friday in April, you know? Ay, ay, ay. The world is crazy, bruv. The world is crazy. So, you know, South Africa is celebrating Good Friday. And, you know, it's kind of wild celebrating Good Friday in this climate. You know, knowing that our country is only going to fall deeper into the fucking abyss. Right? Our economy is only going to get worse. Right? People are still going to lose jobs. It's crazy. You know, and talking about politics, I was watching this video on CNN, right? This video was on Facebook, right? And they were talking about how, you know, Bernie Sanders in America, the so-called democratic socialist, is a millionaire, right? He's a millionaire. Dude, this guy made $3 million, right? But he's out there, like, he's out there hunting down rich people. Like, he ain't rich, right? This fucking guy is out here pushing these socialist fucking ideals, but he's benefiting from capitalism, right? I pointed this out a few episodes ago. Socialism doesn't work. Look at this fucking white Jewish man benefiting from capitalism, right? Dude, this guy is even benefiting from these Trump tax cuts. Like, dude, these guys are hypocrites, bruv. All of them. Look, bruv, I like Bernie Sanders, okay? I like, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I like these people. They are smart. They are thinkers, they are intelligent, right? They are passionate. The world needs people like this. But broski, like, these people are also hypocrites. They don't really believe all of these things they preach. On the real, they don't. They just say these things to get fucking claps from the crowd. That's it. That's all. They live for the fucking applause, bruv. On the real. They do. Right? They do. Hence I said a few episodes ago that capitalism just works. Okay? Is it perfect? No. Nothing is perfect. Right? No system is perfect. But it just works because at least it's built on merit, right? I have no problem with Bernie Sanders making money, right? Hand over fist. He's working hard. He wrote a book, right? He's printing the guapi. Legit, bruv. He's stacking guapi in U.S. diesels. Not USDs, not US dollars, nope, US diesels. Okay? Legit, bruv. He's printing guapi, and it's fine. It's okay. My only problem is he doesn't want to acknowledge that he is an elite, right? He's an elite. He's rich. This fucking guy is rich. He doesn't want to acknowledge that. He doesn't want to acknowledge that. Like, bruv, it's simple, okay? Just come out and say, hey. And say, hey, people, look, right? I'm benefiting from this system, right? And I realize that it's not fair to people who are not as privileged as I. Therefore, I'm going to use my resources, my influence, and my power to change the system, right? To help the people who are below me when it comes to class. The people just want that. Honesty. Keep it a buck. Come out and say, hey, guys, look, I'm a rich guy. Okay? I'm a rich guy. I'm benefiting from the system. And I am, you know, inside the system. I'm within it. I see it working. Right? I see it working for me and people who look like me. Okay? But I also realize that it's not a fair system. It's not fair. Therefore, I want to use my resources to make it fair. Right? I'm rich, but I'm going to be rich fighting for y'all. I'm going to use my money to fight for y'all. Simple. It's that simple. Which is why I think Donald Trump, right? Like, dude, I don't fuck with this guy. I hate Donald Trump. But I think that Donald Trump is gonna get his second term. Legit! He's getting it! Whether motherfuckers like it or not, he's getting it. Donald Trump is the fucking Marmite of politics. Okay? Love it or hate it. He's getting that second term, bruv. On the real, because the Democrats and everybody on the left has proven just how hypocritical they are. These motherfuckers are hypocrites. They all liars. Grown men liars. Right? Bro, just listen to this shit.
Breaking news. 2020 president.
Wait. Pause. Relax. You know? Let me get this right. Let me set this shit up. Hold on. Just hold on. I'm coming home. Wait. Almost there. Oh, yeah. Technology, you know? Babylon thing. Okay, cool. Everything is ready. Listen to this shit, bruv.
2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has released his tax returns. I got very excited. I started getting ahead of myself. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Over the past 3 years, wow. Sanders made nearly $3 million, which makes him, of course, one of the wealthy people that he himself targets on the campaign trail.
We are going to ask the millionaires and billionaires of this country
just
to
like
start
you
paying their fair share of taxes.
Billionaires and millionaires have poured hundreds of millions of dollars into the political process, supporting Republican candidates, and today is payback time for them.
You are one of them, though.
Okay. Sanders tonight, though, insists he is not out to make enemies at a village.
It's not vilifying to say that people have a whole lot of money, in some cases billions of dollars of wealth.
Hypocrite.
They should pay their fair share of taxes.
Is he paying his fair share of taxes? These fucking people, bro. Like, they preach one thing, you know, and live the other. You know what I mean? Like, it's a Babylon thing, bro. Listen to this shit.
To make enemies out of the rich.
Let's just run that back a little bit.
It's not vilifying to say that people have a whole lot of money, in some cases, billions of dollars of wealth.
Yeah.
They should pay their fair share of taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rob Astorino is with me, member of President Trump's 2020 reelect advisory council, Jess McIntosh, former director of communications outreach for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Okay, Jess, so look, as I have been saying, Sanders is so lucky to live in a capitalist society because he wrote a book about being a socialist and people bought it. And so he got to make all this money. And he's now made, you know, a few million dollars over the past few years because of his book. What do you make of the numbers? Obviously, the past year, his numbers fell. He's $500,000. But I mean, all in, he's making a lot of money.
I actually don't see too much of a contradiction between being a millionaire and railing against a class that produces millionaires. I'm totally dumbfounded is that he has had 2 years to come up with the so now I'm a millionaire message.
Exactly.
And his message is capitalist. He's literally saying, I made a product that the market wanted and I got rich off of it.
Yeah, merit.
And all of you can do that, too.
Exactly.
That's not his message. I would have suggested that maybe this is a moment to talk about how the system is rigged for people like him, white, male, privileged with a platform, and that he would want to work to make sure that the system works for everybody. But instead, he just did this really defensive, it's not a crime to write a book, and I don't know where that's coming from or how that serves him.
So Rob, he was just asked why he did not pay, because you know this whole thing about fair share.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Listen to this shit.
He was asked about now he's a millionaire and his fair share. And let me play the exchange.
Listen to this shit.
your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution, I'm not going to take those.
Exactly. Look at it. He has nothing to say.
I am
dumbfounded.
I paid the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you got Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
Look at this fucking guy switching the whole thing up. You know, hey, Bernie, they asked you. You benefited from these Trump tax cuts, right? Talk about you. Don't be out there switching it, going, oh, nah, how about we call Donald Trump and ask him how much he pays in taxes? Hey, yo, bro, they asked you, okay? Don't try to switch it up. Don't be that guy, Bernie. Don't be that fucking guy. I hate guys like this, right? Like, motherfuckers who are in trouble, but they don't want to be the only ones in trouble. Therefore, they start pointing out, you know, other motherfuckers. He's basically a snitch. On the real. It's like, bro, no. They are talking to you. They are addressing you. Therefore, you should only speak for you. Don't be out there pointing at another dude, going, no, don't only look at me because he's also doing it. What? No, Bernie, come on, bruv. What's Bernie Sanders doing? Like, bro, dude, Bernie Sanders just handed Donald Trump his second term. On the real. Like, bro, who's going to compete with Donald Trump at this rate? Who? Come on, bruv. What the fuck is Bernie Sanders doing? Dude, these people. Like, dude, this guy has been preaching all year about being a fucking socialist, right? And now that he's being exposed for being a capitalist, he's bugging out. He doesn't know what to do. This is so fucking crazy, bruv. Dude, Democrats are wilding, bro. Democrats are fucking wilding. Y'all, America is crazy, bruv. Listen to this shit, man. Let's just continue with this shit.
So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
Exactly.
Come on. But, dearie, I paid the taxes.
Horrible answer.
By the way, why don't you got Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
There comes the applause.
Okay, the other guy's doing it, lame. So I'm doing it too, is not a good answer. Okay, I think we all can agree that was not a good answer.
Horrible.
But he should have been ready for that. And by the way, I don't know how a millionaire's paying 26%. He's got a good accountant.
He only paid 26% in taxes.
First of all, I was shocked that he actually combed his hair, which
me
was great.
Too.
That's a great start for a millionaire.
That's a very necessary point.
He needs to do.
And that
dude
never
combs. Need to do with the University of Vermont. They need to teach us a course. And Bernie can be Professor Bernie again and talk about the virtues of the free market versus socialism, which he espouses, which has collapsed everywhere. Socialism destroys
wealth. Doesn't work.
It destroys freedoms. Here he made, as Jess said, it was a perfect example. He worked hard. I don't envy Bernie Sanders. I'm proud. I'm happy for
Facts.
Him that he made $2 million on a book sale.
Me too.
But here's what I would suggest with that $2 million. Here's what he should do. Because in Vermont, they pay the highest monthly premiums for health insurance. He wants to give away free health insurance. He could buy the free health insurance for 350 people in Vermont with that $2 million.
So put your money where your mouth is.
He scoffs. I pay the taxes I owe. By the way, that's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you're Bernie Sanders and you rail against people paying their fair share and you don't have the huge charitable donations and you're not donating money to the IRS, you are a hypocrite.
Again,
all they do is talk,
bro. There's no inherent hypocrisy.
They never walk the walk.
I would
they only talk
socialist
the talk.
System. We live in this one, and I pay the taxes I owe. There's no inherent hypocrisy in that. But when he spent the weekend attacking a liberal outlet for correctly citing that he has changed in his speeches, railing against millionaires and billionaires, to railing against multimillionaires and billionaires,
see
the defensiveness
that?
Just
switching shit up.
It really undermines the integrity of his message, and the integrity of his message was what Bernie Sanders had. So
Jesus.
Can I just play? Who he's starting to sound a lot like, right? I pay what I owe. By the way, Donald Trump.
Hey, he sounds like Trump, okay? He sounds like Trump. Look, Bernie, look, there's nothing wrong with being a millionaire, okay? There's nothing wrong with having money and making money. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Just own your shit, bro. You know? Just own your shit. Be authentic. You know? Just be real. Right? Like, bro, say whatever you want to say about Trump. Okay? Say whatever you want to say. At least he's being true to himself. He's a fucking asshole, a racist, a bigot. Right? Like, bro, like, dude, the human version of a fucking knickknack. You know? That's what he is. But at least he's fucking true to himself. Trump came out from the jump and said, hey, guys, I'm a billionaire. Okay? I'm a businessman. I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy. That's what Trump said. Right? He told poor people, rich people, middle class, it don't matter. He told everybody who he is and what he's here for. Right? He told them from jump. From jump. He said, yo, I'm a billionaire and I'm here to make America great again. Right? Right? Is he racist? Yeah. Yeah. I don't fuck with Trump at all. But at least he was clear in his messaging. Be honest. Be real. Does Trump lie all the time? Yeah. Yeah, he does. Right? He lies about laws, policy. Right? Investigations. He lies about everything except when it comes to his character. Okay? This fucking guy told us that he's a billionaire and he don't give a fuck about anything else. Right? And that's why people voted for this fucking asshole. Okay? Because he's authentic and he's honest. People like Bernie Sanders and the AOC are playing this political game. You know what I mean? This hide and seek shit. Right? This game of whack-a-mole. Right? They're playing this weird fucking game. Right? Oh, we are representing the poor. Meanwhile, they are not the poor. Right? And look, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy or rich, right? And representing the poor. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people who are wealthy, okay? People like George Soros, right? He's a wealthy guy. But he's out there fighting the good fight. He's representing the poor. There's nothing wrong with being a billionaire, a millionaire, a trillionaire. It don't matter what you are. There's nothing wrong with being all of that. Right? And coming out and saying, you know what? I'm going to use my privilege to help the people who are not at my level. To help the people who are out there struggling. The people who are building this country. And the world, pretty much. Right? Proletariats. The blue-collar people, the blue-collar workers, those are the people that build the fucking world. They build economies worldwide. Every single economy on this planet is built by these people. These people that wake up at 4 a.m. Right? To go to work. Those are the people that build the fucking global economy. And there's nothing wrong with being richer than them and still representing them. There's nothing wrong with that. My fucking politicians, bruv. Stop playing games, bruv. Come out. Right? Lay all your fucking cards on the table. Be honest. Be real. Stop playing these games. Stop trying to be perfect. We already know you are not perfect. You are a fucking politician. People already know that you are as impure as they come. Okay? Stop trying to act like fucking Jesus, bruv. Stop trying to act like Jesus. Legit. Because the more you try to act like Jesus, bruv, let me tell you this. You are going to end up like Jesus. And that's what's happening to Bernie Sanders. Right? He's out there trying to act like Jesus. And now he's been crucified by the same people. CNN. This shit was on CNN. He's been crucified by the same people who are out there cheering for him, saluting him. Right? He's been crucified by his fucking people, his own people. That's life, bruv. That's life. Right? That's life. So if you're out there acting like Jesus, be careful. Because you might end up like Jesus. Happy Good Friday. And happy Easter. Inshallah. Mashallah Ali. Maui out.
Most people don't know that hot cross buns will make you drunk. Hot cross buns will make you drunk.
Kuti, kuti ki December yaqala, kuti is the first December. Ah, kuti. Ah, kuti Friday. Ah, it's our first December. Yeah, kuti. Kuti Friday.
I'm drunk of hot cross buns.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Man, it's Buddha. It's Buddha. I'm Kaya Mazimba, man. Kaya Mazimba, man. Stop. I'm saying phone in, boy. I'm Kurumano Mao. I'm Kaya Mazimba, boy. I'm Kaya Mazimba, man. Hey, when I'm doing it. I'm Kurumano Mao. Hello. Hello, Maui. Hey, the phone is voicemail. Hey. Enjoy your meme, guy. You speech of Ulavala, boy. Don't tell you guys, boy. Don't tell you, boy. You best push on my penini. Any penini. Best push on my white walker. Let's push it a little, lily. Lily, shop, lily, la manje, lily, Johnny Walker. Let's put it into your throne. Came your throne. Let's put it dragon. Yeah, the white walker, boy. Best push on my penini. I'm a hunter. Big um nandi, Jayam. Let's put Friday, Pim nandi, boy. Pim nandi. Oh, Jesus, Fede, died for my sins, Fede, bo. And he has in a nagging stop, and I am nagging stop, nagging stop. Hey, had a boy. Hey, and on a kahame, a boy, kahame, a boy. So, anyway, boy, this guy is plot meeting, man's fucked up, boy. I'm fucked up, you look good, boy. You look good. Jesus, ungiphodele mina namanje ngisazosina, ngistophi boy. Angistophi ngoba yaziwayo uJesus umlungu boy. Umlungu. So mina yazi mina nabelungu ayazwani boy, azwani. Fuck that. Die for my sins ngisazosina. 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 Anyway, njaya yami. Ngiphelele mathola isikhathi boy. Ngiyazi ukuthi ubhizi uhlezi ubhizi njaya yami ungithenta boy. Uspeech ovulavala ngayintwana. Ngayiye Beirut boy, epake boy. Ngikomloreni boy, ngikomloreni. Sho njaya yami, ungithenta. Sharp boy.
I mean, might as well.